Hey everyone, welcome to Conversations with John and Lisa. And it's always so fun to be here with you, Lisa. And anyway, we have been talking about honor for quite some time, but we got a little specific and we talked about honoring women in their roles in the church. Now we're going to put more of a general wrap on this episode about honor.
Today, we're going to actually dive a little bit deeper into this topic and its practical application.
So before we get into the discussion, and the discussion is so important because it's very relevant to our society today, I want to read a review because we just love getting these reviews from everyone. And please keep them coming in. It is so encouraging. But Allie Nicole, she says this: I listen to Conversations with John and Lisa every morning on my commute to work. Each episode is thought-provoking, uplifting, and makes me want to seek the Lord deeper than before. That comment means a lot. Mm-hmm. I love this dynamic duo. God bless you, John and Lisa.
You know, and John, I was just in South Africa, and people were coming up to me in South Africa and saying, I do my makeup with you. I drive in my car with you. My husband and I listen to you over a meal. It was so exciting. And John, guess what? We have had 5 million downloads. I don't know if they heard that.
I know. We brought that up a couple podcasts ago.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy.
5 million. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Lisa, let's get to our discussion. And what you and I love to do on Conversations is we love to talk about topics that are very relevant to what's going on in our societies right now. And you and I travel the world. And to be honest with you, what sometimes people think is just relevant to America, it's actually relevant to all societies. Mm-hmm. And that's why you got people putting on their makeup in South Africa listening. So Lisa, where do you see, you know, since we love talking about relevant, where do you see the problem lies in our society with, in regard to honor? Where do you see people dishonoring one another? I mean, this is almost like, how can you not see it?
Yeah, there's almost an epidemic of dishonor on social media. It's kind of frightening to me that when people found that they could have a voice, how they're misusing it. They're using it to dishonor. They're using to troll. They're using it to pull people down.
Okay, so wait, let's stop right there because dishonor means to treat as ordinary. So we're actually
going further.
They're pulling people down, destructive.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's an extreme form of dishonor, you know, because isn't that amazing that God sees dishonor as treating as a person as common or ordinary?
Yeah.
And yet what we're seeing with this trolling, and like you're saying with social media, is they're literally wanting to destroy people.
Yeah,
there's suicides because of this.
Yeah, it's slander. It's division. It's disputes. I mean, you almost can't post something without somebody getting super excited about arguing with you. I'm not talking about a conversation. I'm talking about arguing about it. So this was a huge thing. I was in South Africa, and I learned about this precious pastor who had committed suicide. And again, I was just like, no, this has not happened again. And I would say that this young man, he was only 30. He was very, very influenced by social media. And, you know, he wanted to help people, but I think he let it have too much of a voice in his life. And again, I'm very much an outsider on this, but I'm waking up in South Africa. I'm hearing this horrible news, and I reposted something my beautiful friend Shelly said. She said, people are broken. Pastors are people. Pastors are broken. Pray for your leaders. That's all it said. And, you know, I couldn't believe the aftermath of that, the permission people felt to dishonor. Instead of just saying, you're right, I'm going to pray, people began to say, well, pastors have broken people. And then it became this free-for-all of talking about all their worst experiences about pastors. It was a moment where people should have been solemn, where people should have stepped back and thought about a young man has just left his wife and children in a devastating circumstances. And All we needed to do was pray. Nobody needed to make a comment, but they took it like blood in the water, and they just started attacking. And then people said, honor, we don't honor. Like somebody very kindly said, I just want to honor my pastors for their sacrifices, for their diligence. I don't think people know the kind of things that people on the front line have to face. And then this somebody got on, and I believe it was a troll, but they started saying, you don't honor anybody but God. And then I got on, finally just thought, y'all are crazy. So I said, hey, what about the first commandment with a promise? Honor your parents. I mean, there's definitely relationships of honor.
Do you know that even a fool, Proverbs says, is counted as wise when he keeps his mouth shut?
So honor might be silence.
What social media actually does is it's almost opened people up to very foolish behavior, feeling that they should comment on everything. Lisa, I see things on social media and I go, like, I want to make a comment on that. But inside I go, shut up, Vivir. Don't say a thing. And let's pray for this person. Let's think, ponder this through, how I can right this situation by my behavior. But I'm not going to just voice my opinion mm-hmm. on everything, because a fool does that. And a fool's considered wise if they keep their mouth shut. So, you know, it's almost like people have allowed these social media platforms. You know, I remember back in the old days when there was no social media, leaders would look at you and I and say, that person has not earned the right to speak into my life. What was he saying when a leader said that to us? He was saying, that person has never been there for me before. That person has never even said anything kind to me before. And the very first thing they want to do is criticize me. So
what you're saying is they didn't have the right to be a critic because they hadn't been part of construction.
Correct.
And so we need people that are in our lives,
right,
that can speak into places and bring correction.
When we were young people mm-hmm. and we saw, let's say, a leader doing something that was 20 years older than us, you and I would look at each other and say, man, let's just really pray for them because we don't have the place to speak into their life about this. Mm-hmm. And but what social media does is encourages people, oh, put your opinion out there. So, you know, why don't you see yourself in a room of a lot of people? So let's say this person's got 100,000 people on their platform. Why don't you see yourself getting up with a microphone in front of a stadium with 100,000 people and you giving that opinion that you have of that person in front of those 100,000 people? That, in essence, is what you're doing.
Well, actually, that's what they want to do. They actually come onto the leader's larger platform and dishonor them. But, John, this is what I've heard people say. If they're a public person, I have the right to denounce them publicly. Isn't that frightening? So here's the thing.
And I think of what Jesus says, judge not and you shall not be judged.
Is dishonor destructive? Is it destructive? Is it destructive to not just the person they're tearing down, but is it destructive to the heart of the individual that is dishonored?
It's extremely destructive because it opens up their heart to wrong things. It poisons their heart and it pollutes. Get an image of this. Just see a glass of absolute crystal clear water, and then you just throw some absolute mud and dirt into that glass. Now people are going to be drinking from a polluted heart. See, I believe our responsibility is to guard our heart. And you guard your heart by watching what comes out of your mouth or what you type with your fingers. And if you allow yourself to go down that road of being a critic, treating people as ordinary, as common, or bringing people down or putting people down, you now start polluting yourself. So you're not you think you're airing your opinion, but in reality, you're polluting your own heart.
Well, they actually think they're honoring God by dishonoring people. And it's really interesting that the book of James talks about that you curse people that are made in God's image. So we have to be really careful. You talked about that fountain that was both pure and impure. And James says that's impossible. You know, John, I think we've all had our hearts filled with dishonor and disrespect. We're angry about some stuff. And, you know, for me, it isn't just I don't type it. I have to get along with God and say, hey, my heart's a brood of vipers. I don't know what's going on right now. I need to put the word in. I need to put the word in. I need to wash my heart. And then I love that you love the word. I love the word. And that you love the word more than you love my opinion. And then I can come to you and say, is what I'm thinking God-honoring? And you'll say, it's not God-honoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, and think about this. God attaches a reward to honoring.
Mm-hmm.
He does not attach a reward to dishonoring.
Mm-hmm.
So you just stole your reward. You lost that. What heaven has to give you, you cut it off because you chose to dishonor.
And I want to say, because I love the concept of a prophet's reward is the ability to hear the voice of God.
Yeah.
The ability to see people, see circumstances
through
the
God's
way
eyes.
God sees them, and the ability to speak the word of God with his tone of voice. I think a lot of times we have people speaking the word of God with a harsh tone of voice, or maybe a permissive tone of voice when God is saying, nope, that's actually a really big deal. You need to be strong on that one. So we have dishonor on social media. We have bullying in school. It's a huge epidemic.
Oh my gosh, it's
you know, I just want to talk about this stopbullying.gov. And if you're a parent, you need to have an awareness of what is happening in the school. Stopbullying.gov found in one large study that 49% of children in grade 4 through 12 reported being bullied by other students at school
at least once
the past month.
The past
30 days. And whereas almost 31% reported bullying others during that time. So, and you know, I'm wondering if that's a little higher because most people probably wouldn't want to admit to being a bully, but that is what's happening. So it's happening in school.
Pew Research, Lisa, they found out, first of all, they polled 4,248 adults in the United States, and they found 41% of Americans have been personally subject to harassing behavior online. 41%. That's 4 out of every 10 people. Think about that. And even a larger share, 66%, so we're almost talking now 7 out of every 10 people have witnessed these behaviors directed toward others. So in essence, we are teaching dishonor by this, and mm-hmm. we're spreading dishonor, which does what? It cuts off our society's reward from heaven. So we want to be this blessed nation, right? We want to be this nation that God shines his face upon. How can this happen when we're contributing to bullying behavior, what God hates, and God, and I'm gonna say this strong, God hates dishonor. He hates it. Because why?
Well, and it's also sowing strife.
You are putting down and disvaluing what he valued.
Right.
So you are saying to God when you dishonor someone, God, I don't see them as a value, but I know you did, but I don't. And, you know, Lisa, you made the most powerful statement to me that the Holy Spirit spoke to you way back when we were early in marriage, because we struggled with this judging thing. People would be like, don't judge me, don't judge me. And one day God spoke to you on what judging someone is. Can you share that?
Yeah.
I
had a friend who continually wounded me, just continually wounded me. And I found myself thinking, you know what? That is it. I am cutting her off. I am judging her as a gossip. I am judging her as a slander. And again, none of this came out of my mouth. It was all in my mind. And God said to me, when you judge somebody, when you sow judgment, you say they are never going to change. Therefore, I do not need to be reconciled to them. And God said, do you want me to say that about you? That Lisa is never going to change, because we actually need mercy. And so because we need mercy, we need to sow mercy. Now, I'm not talking about not having boundaries, but we need to leave room for people to grow and believe the best rather than the worst first.
So we should speak into what we see people becoming,
right?
Not to what they are.
You know, John, it's interesting. I had so many people, and I actually did this at your request. You said, hey, Lisa, I'm getting asked, what was Lisa feeling when you were going through pornography and masturbation, and how did that make her feel? And so I took the time and went on my social media and said two things. Number one, I said that I was so in my own shame that I was not a help to you, that I would have looked at it different now, that I would have not made it of, you fix this, this is your problem, even though, yes, you had brought it into our marriage or whatever. I said, anything in a marriage that one person struggles with becomes both persons' struggle because we're one. And I said, I would have helped you. I would have been more for you. Now, you saw it as sin. You repented because I had people say, it wasn't a struggle, it was sin. You saw it as sin. You repented. But you know what, John? A young woman took my video, chopped it up into pieces, and tore me to shreds, because I said, I wish I would have handled it better. And it was crazy. So I thought, okay, you know, she's looking for some clarity. So I went on to her social media and I said, hey, this is what happened. And I put a little clarity. And then she said, yeah, why don't you do a podcast with me? She had torn me down to try to create an opportunity for me to put her on my platform. And it's not unusual for people to tear down to actually try to build. But here's the way
it's
God does
things. Tall poppy seed syndrome. Go ahead.
Not poppy seed. There's no seed.
Okay. It's called the tall poppy syndrome.
Right.
And what it says is you can be the biggest poppy if you cut everybody else around you down.
Yeah. Well, and also they're using the bricks from shattering you to build their own platform. And it was crazy because, again, a couple people said to her, have you gone to Lisa? And she said, I don't have to go to her. She's a public figure. She put this up. She da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And anybody that stood up for me, she attacked them vehemently. And yet asked to be on my platform, which just made me realize she has absolutely no idea of what honor is. Honor would have been like, hey, I'm not sure what you were saying. Can you bring more clarity? Can you help me with this? It's supposed to entreat the older people as
it's
a father, as a mother.
Disagree or ask questions.
Disagree is not dishonor.
No.
Yes. But
now there's one more thing before we close this down. Mm-hmm. There was a question that our producer actually brought up that I think is so important. And how can I change my perspective when I don't respect someone I know I should honor? Now, this we are seeing hugely with the President of the United States, okay? So people have issues with maybe something he says, the way he says it, and now they're like, how could I ever honor him? Because they feel so free to criticize him. I really want to answer that because I went through this as a young man. Because there was a president who was very dishonorable, not only with his words, but especially with his actions. And I just found dishonor growing and growing in my heart. And I found myself listening to people who dishonored him a lot quicker than people who gave any kind of honor towards him. So this continued to grow, and it's almost like the Lord stepped back and said, I'm going to let this go for a while. And one day, I felt so grieved because I was listening to somebody speak very disrespectfully of our president. And I was actually enjoying it, but I felt very grieved in my heart. And I said, God, something's wrong. And he said, Acts 23, verse 5 says, don't speak against the ruler of your people. And I went, oh my goodness. And all of a sudden, all these scriptures in the New Testament, pray for those in authority, give thanks for them, make intercession for them, don't speak against the ruler of your people. So this is what happened. I had so much dishonor built up towards my president, our president of the United States. God spoke to me and said, pray for him. So Lisa, every morning I started making a point that one of the first things I did was I really prayed. Like, it was superficial prayer before that. You know, God, this is the right thing to do. I pray for the president. I pray for the government leaders. Well, now I start really praying for him. And Lisa, the honor that grew in my heart for that president was astounding in just a matter of months. And now I was like a totally different person. And I even see that person still to this day, that ex-president. And I have such honor for him in my heart. And it's because I did what the Word of God said. I prayed. I couldn't have developed that without praying. I don't believe that can happen. And I just want to encourage you what a leader encouraged me to do when I was a young man with this president. And he said, John, check yourself and find out, are you thinking and speaking critical more than praying for him? If that's true, reverse it. Make sure you spend more time praying for him than thinking critically about him, and watch your heart change. And my heart changed.
Wow.
And so I just want to say, if you've got a parent like that, you've got a teacher like that,
start a boss like that,
really praying for them. And I mean, this is the way you pray, and you're not going to like this. Pray what you want God to do in your life or your family for that person. So that is what David said in Psalm 35. I prayed for my enemy as if he was my mother or my brother. And I believe that if we start doing this as a church, we'll start becoming the church. And the world will see
that. And it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance, not the meanness of people. And so if we can pray the goodness of God over people that we don't like, then God can actually get involved. We bless those that curse us. We do good to those who despitefully use and abuse us. We seem to have forgotten that we're not supposed to do an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but we're supposed to love. We're supposed to bless. We're supposed to do kindness. And so I love that. So here's the thing. John, I wish we could probably talk about this for like a whole nother hour. Well, what is the one thing you want to leave them with before we go?
That honor is what opens you up to heaven's blessing and reward in your life. Why do you want heaven's blessing and reward? So you can be a more productive person, so you can please God more. So I would say that look at honor as almost the currency of heaven.
Mm-hmm. So we're not talking about prosperity and money. We're talking about the blessing of God, whatever He wants to bless your life. And and so whether that is hearing His voice, whether that is direction, whether that is provision, you need a house, you need, you know, whatever it is, you want to create a channel for God to be able to move in your life.
And I want to say the greatest blessing of heaven comes when you honor those who dishonor you.
Wow. That's not endorsing it, people. There's a big difference.
That needs to be said. You're not endorsing when you honor. You're saying, I consider you valuable.
That's amazing. John, I know that people are going to want to go deeper into this message. You're going to want to check out Honor's Reward course.
I just finished that course, and it was very, very powerful.
Yeah, I know you told me. You said you sensed the anointing of God on it while you were doing it. So you can check that out on All Access. And you know what, John? We had such an amazing response to our first offer that we shared on the last podcast that we are going to do another round of 100 signed books by Mr. JB.
My right hand is already going.
The next 100 listeners who sign up for the Honors Reward course on All Access membership, be sure to visit messengerpodcast.com/honor to take advantage of this limited time offer.
And let me say this. We love hearing from you. We love hearing your testimonies, why the podcast ministers to you. And please go and review it on iTunes, because what that does is it opens it up to more people who really may need to hear some of these things we're talking about.
Yeah. So again, as John's saying, subscribe, share, take a screenshot on Instagram or reshare this post on your Facebook, even Twitter would be okay. You never know who might need the help. Until next time, thanks again for tuning into Conversations with John and Lisa.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with John and Lisa. Let us know your thoughts by leaving a review. And be sure to subscribe and share these episodes through iTunes. You can also connect with John and Lisa through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Until next time.